Still not convinced? Watch as I hit the grill glove with this 3400-degree blowtorch, and it's barely even warm.
I am now telling the computer exactly what he can do with a lifetime supply of chocolate.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation.
Come! Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Cowie, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Mr. Jamie Smith, who is on lead vocals and guitar from an awesome band. They're, it's called the Auditor General. And we're so glad that Jamie could talk to us today from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. Always love to feature Canadian bands. And Jamie, pleasure and honor that you could join me today. And I have to ask, Jamie, so you mentioned that you'll ship vinyl anywhere, including to Cowie, Florida, then?
I would think so, yep.
Okay, definitely have to check that out. So, yeah, Jamie, we mentioned a little bit about how you sell vinyl and things at shows. So tell us a little bit. I think our audience is interested in where you're performing, and you perform in bars and clubs around Thunder Bay and that general area then?
If you know where Toronto is,
yeah.
We're about 1,400 kilometers, so what's that, like 1,000 miles northwest of Toronto. Because in Ontario, our province, it's massive. We're actually closer to Minneapolis for us is the big city. It's about 5.5 hours away. So we end up having to drive quite a bit just to play. So we'll drive, our range is typically from Winnipeg to the west of us, which is about 700 kilometers, to Montreal, which is about 2,300 kilometers to the southeast of us. So we play a pretty big range there. We'd love to play more shows in the south, but unless we have the proper paperwork, your government doesn't look too kindly on us. Swimming across the lake to try and play a bar. So one day we'll get there.
Oh, okay. One thing, I think, is great, but I mean, it can be a little tough is the traveling, because I know, especially in America, especially Florida, being in bands, people are going to go, Tampa, give me a break. Miami, I don't want to go there. Atlanta, forget it. I mean, I got to give credit to you guys. Being in Canada, you've got to pretty much travel hundreds and hundreds of miles. So, I mean, that must be something. And you pretty much then drive all those miles. Then?
Oh yeah, I mean that's part of the gig, I mean, Thunder Bay is a great place to play. We have an amazing arts and music community here, but we're a population of about 100,000, but we're incredibly isolated. So after a while, people get pretty sick of you. So yeah, I mean, we really have no choice but to sort of make those journeys. But it's also the price that we're willing to pay. I mean, a lot of our friends moved to the big cities, and we just didn't really ever feel inclined to do that. This is our home, and this is where we like to create, and this is where our friends and our family are. So if, once every few months we have to hop in the van and do some crazy drives and drink too much coffee to keep awake, well, that's just the price you pay, right? I mean,
right.
Sitting on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing, Jamie, I always like to ask bands, being in Thunder Bay, like I had mentioned to other bands there, that I saw about 20. One thing you mentioned that you're 100,000, but one thing I noticed that there's about, I found about 23 different bands on Facebook for Thunder Bay, and I got tired of looking. But my question is, do you ever team up with another band in Thunder Bay, or do you ever tour with another band, or is it always just touring, just yourselves, or?
We've done some tours with bands. The problem is the logistics, right? I mean, being in a band is basically like being in multiple relationships, right? So let's say you want to take a vacation with your girlfriend or boyfriend, even matching up that schedule is so tough. So you multiply that with your band by, say, 4 or 5 members, plus the other band's got 4 or 5 members, and then you're all trying to figure out when the dates are going to match up. And it's pretty tough to do. So we don't do it as often as we used to when we were younger. Only because, yeah, you know, it's that sort of that real life getting in the way as it does. But we typically tend to meet up with guys that we know on the road and share shows. There seems to always be or solo artists from Thunder Bay traveling when we're traveling. So we'll play shows that way. And then once we get to a place like Toronto, we know so many bands that originally were from here. So, you know, we might do a few dates with them in and around the Toronto area because it's, you know, millions of people and dozens of cities. Or we'll just play in Toronto proper with them and then just kind of do it that way.
Oh, okay. And, you know, talking about Thunder Bay, I mean, is there, you know, not being as familiar with it, is there like a, you know, a major band that we in America might know that came, I don't think Nickelback is from Thunder Bay, but I mean, is there a band from Thunder Bay that you kind of, you know, you have your own sound, but kind of say, hey, I'd love to get to their level?
Yeah, well, I mean, the one that always we always get associated with is Paul Schaefer, David Letterman's sidekick. He's from Thunder Bay. Not that, you know, I mean, he wrote some tunes that are very famous that I don't think we ever would be influenced by, but that seems to be our claim to fame musically. We're more known for producing the most NHL players per capita than anywhere else. We're more of a hockey town. I mean, there's some, you know, there's a band called Poor Young Things right now. They're originally from Thunder Bay. They're getting pretty big on the Canadian scene. And then some friends of ours are in this sort of electronic collective called Sideways. And they just got signed. Actually, funny you mentioned Nickelback. They just got signed to Chad Kroeger, the lead singer of Nickelback. He has a label, and they just got signed to his label. So we're slowly making the push, but our name's certainly not on the musical map yet.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we're talking about a lot of different you know, places that you perform. I mean, is there a place in Thunder Bay that is kind of like the ultimate place? I mean, you have a favorite place there?
We have our sort of Thunder Bay used to be two different cities, and then about 40 years ago we amalgamated. But everyone still in their minds sort of considers it two cities. But the one city used to be called Port Arthur. Their downtown is sort of it's our entertainment district. So there's you know, four or five places to play within a 30-second walk from each other. So just our whole sort of entertainment area is pretty amazing. And, you know, the costs are still, you know, when people talk about, I saw this band for $5 back in the 70s. Well, you could still do that in Thunder Bay because bands have to travel through here on the Trans-Canada Highway. So they'll end up stopping and playing. So you end up seeing some pretty amazing music for next to nothing. You know, they'll play here for $10 one night, and then you'll see that their show was sold out at $50 a pop in Winnipeg the next day.
Oh, okay. Now I want to talk, you know, a little bit about shows. So as far as the music you play, is it all originals during shows, or do you mix in covers? Or
It's mostly originals. You know, a lot of times, though, if we play out of town, you know, a lot of bars want you to play three sets. So we'll mix in a few covers. We try to have some fun with it. You know, we'll do like our own take on, you know, a band like NOFX, or we jokingly started doing this like sort of odd finger picking version of a Rihanna song. We do some Mason Jennings, and but yeah, for the most part, we try to do as much original material as possible.
Okay, Jamie, with that, we're going to take a quick break, and already burning through this, we're going to be back for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. Today, we are featuring a great band. They are called the Auditor General. They are from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. And with me today, representing the band, we have lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist, Mr. Jamie Smith. And Jamie, pleasure and honor to tell us all about the Auditor General. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, Eye on the Nation, definitely of our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.